Simply Done, the podcast network.
Did your Javajo brothers have a tough time over Christmas when all the stores were closed? You couldn't understand why?
No, it's...
How was your Christmas?
It was, you know, like every other.
Yeah?
I go over to the Laugh Factory, grab a little bite to eat, and...
Do people know you there?
Everybody knows me all over.
Really?
They know me at the Laugh Factory, they know me at the Comedy Store, the Ice House. Wow. Talking about that...
Yeah. Worship the devil.
Whatever. Listen, Don.
What?
I know it's been a while, but I need to ask you a favor.
About what?
Doing stand-up again. Because I was talking to Tom about it, and Tom told me to go back to you because you're like one of the best guys in town that has one of the best shows in town.
Oh, so you're saying that to get into stand-up you have to go through me?
That's what Tom told me to
do. Well, then it looks like you're not going to be doing stand-up. Hey, Wolfie, can you take it away?
Hey, yeah, I love this song, that's for sure.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm your old pal, Don.
Wolf missing, and I'm Scary Perry.
And I'm along with Vince, who's boring the hell out of the sound room. And, of course, the lovely Mary Jane.
Hello.
That's it.
By the way, today could be one of our last shows that we do. It is going to be a best of show where we have the best of the $10 shoutouts, part two. So if your shoutout didn't get into last week's show and you thought, boy, I thought I had a good shoutout, it may be in this one. But I would like to say, if this is officially the last show, Mary Jane has been part of every single podcast. So a nice hand for Mary Jane. Yay!
Oh my, thank you. Would you like the full thank you speech?
Well, I don't know what that is, but sure.
I didn't plan one. You can just go on with the show and I'll say
burp?
Thank you very much.
Wait a minute, did you just burp when she was going to do a speech?
I didn't mean to.
Yes, he did.
What an animal.
And
what
he
a
didn't cover his mouth.
Animal.
My mouth was shut. And it's...
Well, anyway, today's show is going to be the best of the $10 shoutouts, part two. Last week we had some good ones, and now we've got some more this week.
Listen, before I forget, I have something huge I wanted to tell you.
What?
I called up Terry.
Terry Ann Fuzo.
Terry Ann Fuzo, and I found out that she came back from her cruise on an emergency basis that she, you know, she does performances on a cruise line.
What does she do?
She does some like Frank Sinatra impersonations.
She does a Frank Sinatra
impersonation? Yeah, a female, or works with the Nancy Sinatra impersonation crew and stuff.
Wow.
On some of these cruise liners. And what happened was...
Oh, wait a minute. Who does she do impressions of? Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra?
Well, she does. She sings some Sinatra songs. But she does.
Does she sound anything like Frank Sinatra?
She doesn't sound like Frank Sinatra, of course not. But she does Elizabeth Taylor lookalikes and a couple others, Connie Stevens. But she told me that she slipped, fell, and broke her back. And I'm like, oh, shit.
And you believe that's how she broke her back?
Yeah, on a cruise liner.
Oh, jeez. Now who's being naive?
Oh, well, you don't think that they're going to slip and fall on a boat?
No, what I think is this. I think that once you get on that cruise liner, you're getting fucked.
You're getting fucked.
And you're getting fucked a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe she fucked some guy so hard that it broke her back.
I don't know, but, you know, who knows? You never know.
You never do know.
It's a 50-50 shot, okay? Meaning, yeah, she could have been fucking somebody and broke her back. But for as long as I've known Terry, I don't see her being that type of woman to just jump in and out of any hotel room or...
Well, she's not going to do it with you. How long did it take before she jerked you off with her feet?
A couple of years.
Yeah. Well, maybe not.
Anywho, but I guess the name of the vertebrae is P12. It's like right in the middle of your back. Oh, boy. It's just a scary thing They just don't want her to just sit around. They want her to keep moving. So that's like one of the areas of your back that they don't want you to just stay still with.
Right.
Because once you do stay still,
it stiffens up and you die.
Yes.
Well, you know, we should stop talking about this back-breaking stuff and get on with the show. But this is the big three. And even though this might be one of our last of best of shows, I think that we should include Mole on this, don't you? Should we call him up at the rehab?
Okay, just let's give Mole a call.
Let's see if how he's doing at the rehab. All right, here we go. Yes, can I please speak with Walter Molinitsky, please?
This is Walter. I'm manning the phones today. Who may I ask is calling?
This is Dan Barney and Perry.
They said I can answer the phones. They said I can... Edenbrook.
What?
Edenbrook.
Who's this?
Who are you trying to reach? Who are you trying to reach?
Walter Molinitsky, please.
I told you it was for me. I told you guys it was for me. Dan, okay. Just let me do my thing, dude. Hey, what's who's this?
I just told
it's
you.
It's Don and Perry.
Yeah.
Hey, which one is which?
Well, I know okay. Which one is which. Okay, that's funny. Hey, we called to just see how you are. We're doing a best of show today, and we wanted the people in the audience to hear how you're doing. How you doing?
Best of show for what?
Well, this is.
Did you start another podcast?
Yeah, for the last podcast of the year.
No. Well, this is the second best of with the $10 shout outs.
Of course. You know what? I'm not doing too bad, but I got a little bit sick.
You feeling okay?
What do you mean you got sick?
Well, you know how they say you can get really sick when you go into hospitals, and most of the people who go in because they got tonsils end up getting cancer?
Okay. I haven't heard that, but go ahead.
Well, I just had a really bad thing. Some kind of sniffles and stuff because you know who's been visiting a lot.
Who?
Hold on a second. Quincy.
I can't find him.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Adams. How are you?
Hello.
Well, hello, dee-do-dee-do. How's everyone doing? Is it just us, Mr. Barnes? We don't have that.
No.
Petty on the line, do we? We can speak freely as gentlemen.
Well, we can speak freely as gentlemen, but Perry is on the line.
Mm-hmm. A lot more freely as gentlemen.
What do you need?
What's going on with you and Tom Brennan?
Well,
zero.
I will tell you this. Both Walter and myself have a bit of a head cold. And what happened was, as you know, I've been coming around the hospital and visiting, trying to cheer him up and buck everyone here up.
What do you mean by buck everyone up?
Well, I try to cheer people up. They've lost their will. And so I try to help them find it, and I also help them forge their wills. What I've been doing is, people who are here, who are on their last throes of life, and if they have a couple bucks, what we do is we do what we call a penny. And that is, we take their last will and testament, and we forge it. We change over the things right before they pass on. And so they will, in turn, give me their monies.
Wait a minute, you call that a parry?
We call that a penny.
Why do you call it Perry?
Why do you call it my name?
Oh, I really think it's just a pure coincidence.
That's ridiculous. I have nothing to do with it.
Well, pardon me, but didn't something similar happen to you?
What are you talking about? I'm alive.
I'm talking about how you forged your mother's signature on the
I
mail.
Never forged my mother's signature, you lying, despicable... Get off the fucking phone right now!
Let me explain to Mr. Adams.
I don't forge anybody's name. That's my fucking lowlife brother, Brian.
Yeah, that's it.
And his cunt wife, Amy.
Okay, if you
pardon me, but we will not speak ill of a woman on the telly, please.
Oh, I'll speak ill of that ex cunt fucking whore, ex sister in law of mine. You fucking lowlife piece of shit.
What do you mean?
Hey, fuck off! Get off the goddamn phone! I'm done talking to you!
What do you mean, ex-sister-in-law? They're not married?
Has Amy and Brian hit the skids?
They're no longer together.
They broke up? Really?
They got a divorce as a matter of course, and they parted the closest of friends.
Why'd they divorce? Do you know?
Why do you think?
I don't know.
Because she's a whore. That's why.
He caught her with another man?
She saw money,
Petty,
and that's all she wanted.
Petty, did you cross the line with Amy? Petty, did you cross the line with Amy?
Shut. Change the subject, asshole.
Well, you were attracted to her, true?
No.
You didn't at one point say that you kind of thought she was beautiful?
Ugh. Ugh.
So what is she doing now?
You viewed her as a sister,
no idea.
A sister with benefits.
You don't know where she is or anything?
I have no idea where she is.
Wow, how long ago did they divorce?
Around the time that he filed for bankruptcy.
Well, anyway, Mr. Adams, how are you?
Well, I'm doing all right, but like I said, both Mo and I have contracted some sort of weird superbug here in the hospital. I've been picking up a couple extra bucks as a candy striper.
What?
I go over. I'm a candy striper. I put on my candy striper outfit. I made it myself. I fashioned it out of some tulle and ribbons.
But that's like an assistant to the nurse, right?
Assistant to the nurse, exactly. And what I do is I go around and I pick up a couple extra bucks, meaning the hospital doesn't actually acknowledge me or pay my wages. What I do is I provide some of the more decrepit and the more depressed residents with candies, in this case, DRPs. I give them a DRP, and then I pick up a couple extra bucks. I just go through their things, their wallets, and their housecoats.
You're telling me that you are taking money from these people as you pose as a candy striper, and you take those lollipops that you gave to Tom Brennan.
DRPs. We're trying to brand them. They're DRPs.
Date rape lollipops.
We're pops. DRPs.
You're disgusting.
You are
disgusting.
It's not lollipop. That's a DRL, and we phased that whole model out.
Are you doing anything to the
snacks?
Are you doing anything to the people sexually?
Well, I don't know if you'd call it sexually, but I am putting things inside them.
What does that mean exactly?
It means that I miss my Tommy. Hey, hold on a second, Mr. Andrews crying. Ah, you miss Tommy. I miss my Tommy.
What's the matter?
He misses
Fuck
Tom
him.
Brennan.
Why?
I miss my Tommy. Fuck him.
He misses Tommy. You know what he was telling me? You know he's telling me, hey, Scaremaster.
That fucking date raping piece of shit.
Why?
He deserves to go to jail for fucking date raping. For date raping my publicist. That fucking
they love
pile
each
of
other,
shit.
Dude.
They don't love each other, you fucking loser.
Do you know that for a fact? Have you talked to Tom about this?
Tom doesn't love fucking Quincy.
You know that for sure.
I know that for a fact.
How well do you know Tom? I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I don't know, you know, what's he really into?
Tom is not into that fucking date raping drug. He's not into fucking S&M. He's not into that garbage. He loves women.
Hold on a moment. Did you just say that Tommy has fallen out of love for me?
He can't stand you sick bastard.
Please don't do this. My heart is too raw, as other parts.
Raw. Fuck off, yes. You fucking loser.
My knees and elbows. Now listen to me. I'd like to tell you what's with Tommy, because you clearly don't understand the picture.
I don't understand the picture?
No,
here's the understanding I got, and it was all over Facebook, motherfucker. You fucking tied him up, you fucking cuffed him up, you put a date rape drug into him to make him go to sleep for fucking 2 fucking days. You raped his fucking ass. You fucking mentally fucked his brain up to where he was just mortified over what the fuck happened. He didn't even want to open his eyes to express himself on that goddamn camera, which I don't fucking blame him in any way, shape, or form. Shut your fucking mouth till I'm done talking.
Yes, all
right? And let me say this, if you ever go near Tom Brennan again, I will guarantee you'll go behind fucking bars for fucking rape. You hear me, you fucking date raping, despicable, hideous motherfucker?
Keep it going. Another 20 seconds. Keep it going.
What do you mean 20 seconds?
I'm done with you, you fucking low life.
You really left me in the lurch there. You really left me in the lurch. Anywho.
A lot of that doesn't sound cool.
Put that thing away, you guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. Penny just got to get me all my blood boiling. Now listen to me, Penny.
Do you have your dick out?
No.
Let me talk to Walter. Let me talk to Maul.
More of a prosthesis.
Let me talk to Maul.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Is he jerking off over there?
I don't think so. He has this weird prosthesis thing. It's like, you know those rides in front of supermarkets that you put a quarter? Anyway, listen. Twinkie's really excited to tell you guys something, and he's freaking out. So before he pulls that thing out, hello. All right, listen.
Okay, here's what's going on?
As everybody knows, I was able to tell the tale of what happened betwixt myself and Agent Tom through a classic David Bowie tune, Space Oddity.
Yeah.
Do we remember this?
Yes.
I don't remember nothing.
I remember.
No, you don't remember? I controlled your Agent Tom.
No.
Yeah, it was a great...
I controlled your Agent Tom.
Yeah, last week you said you were going to do a sequel to that.
Well, here's what's what. I decided I should record it in a professional studio. So I went down to the old A&M place, and I laid down a track.
Okay.
I sent you the recording, Mr. Bonas. Did you or Vince receive that?
Yeah, Vince has got it loaded up. I didn't hear what it was, though.
Would we like to... Now, Petty, this is a follow-up to the David Bowie Space Oddity about Agent Tom. I controlled your Agent Tom. And this is the obvious follow-up. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, why not?
Whatever.
Okay. Let's play that recording.
Vince, play that for us, please.
All right, are we doing this? No, well, not this, but, you know, are we doing the recording? Are my cans on? Let me tell you something. Between you and me, gents, my cans have been on since 19... All right, listen. We get a little goggle of Doctor's Own. Gents, move those knobs around and those dials and what have you, and let's get this thing going, all right? It's a professional recording, and this is, of course, a follow-up to my beautiful classic love song to my soon-to-be betrothed Agent Tom. And the follow-up could only be penned by the maestro himself, Peter Schilling. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
We do know this one. Get ready for it. Hit the launch pad. Strap yourselves in. And dancing, yes. Always dancing. Lying here with Tom. His back end's waiting. All systems are go. I am sure Tom is not convinced. He needs a lolly once he passes out. We'll both blast off. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, my Tom is waiting. I yank off his pants, shaven grease up, trying to relax. I probe his poot. Buy me dinner first, jokes Agent Tom. The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, wonderful Tom below me, riding, moaning, barely conscious, fisting his cornhole, yes. And now, of course, you know whom? The one and only Nicholas Brothers. They're dancing. That's a gravity motif. You've got the Space Daisy Dukes, the Space Tank Tops. Second stage begins. I grab my BAFTA, a British Film Award. It's like the Oscars starting to wake up. Tom needs a huff rag, grab me chloroform. He passes out, then starts to shout. Deep in his black hole, there is a problem. The BAFTA's gotten stuck. Too much KY, wake up, Agent Tom. You need to bear down, turn your thrusters on, and let her fly. There's no reply. 4, 3, 2, what to do, Tom? Below me, up to my elbow, yank my bath. doctor from out his corner. Yes. And we're flying with the Nicholas Brothers now. Look at them shaking it up there. From his passed out lips, a final massage. Next time, use less lube. Then nothing more. It's getting interesting, yes? From the bedroom door, my footman's freaking, told him 1,000 times, no peeking, he don't understand. All Agent Tom needs is a syringe of fine cocaine to wake him up and send him home in an Uber car. Just get him out of here. Tom below me, blinking, waking, he's totes clueless, I was in his corner, la-da-doo-dee, what a cutie in his beauty, coming, gave him a lolly, played Hello Dolly, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, coming like it all goes on. You know, now the Nicholas Brothers really, really letting loose this months and months of pent-up space frustration, sputum, ropes, boys, ropes, space ropes into the gravitron, yes, just sending them flying, yes, fly off into space, just propelled by their own...
Quincy.
Love it. I know you do. It really paints a picture.
Quincy.
Peter Schilling really could have talked.
You're disgusting. Your thoughts of Tom Brennan are disgusting. What you did to Tom Brennan was disgusting.
These are reminiscing.
From a song standpoint, I thought it was a very good follow-up because that was the original follow-up to Space Oddity.
Will you give it that? Will you admit it's the logical follow-up to Space Oddity?
If that's what you want to call it, fine.
Yeah.
Did you like the part where I put my BAFTA into his cornhole and I couldn't grab it?
I don't like any part of it because I know what you did to the guy.
It's a British film award.
It's not funny. There's just no humor in it, and you deserve to be hurt.
Well, you know what?
Let me tell you. I'm sorry, Mr. Bonas, but I must defend myself. Your lack of humor, Perry, is the number one reason why Amy wanted nothing to do with your advances.
My lack of humor? My lack of humor?
That's what he
said.
Excuse
me. I have humor. You're just a pig. That is not humor.
Okay.
There's nothing funny about that. Excuse me. There's nothing funny about sexually raping another man that doesn't want it.
If he didn't want it.
He didn't want it.
Well, I want to.
Brennan didn't want it.
I want to get Tom on the phone and find that out.
Call him up.
I would do that at one point. Anyway, listen, guys, we got to stop arguing.
Are you going to talk to Tom?
No. Not right now. You sound like a young schoolgirl.
Will you tell him I said what's up?
I'll be more than happy to, but...
No. Tell him, I think his jeans are really hot, and also, what's up?
Okay. Mr. Adams, can I speak with Mole, please?
Hello?
This is Mole?
Yes.
Boy... That cold is really taking... Listen, we got to get back to work because what we're doing here...
Hold on, something just happened here, dude. Okay. I found two doctors.
Okay.
Uniforms. I found two doctors' uniforms. Me and Quincy can get out of here.
What?
Quincy, try this on. I'm not taking off my candy strap out. Ooh, I like this thing, doctor. Yeah, we're going to play doctor.
Okay, Mole. We don't have much time here. We got to get to introducing this. We're almost completely out of time. So
hold on a second. What are you guys doing the best of? Balls?
Okay, this is the best of the $10 shout-outs.
Oh, yeah.
This is part two of the best of the $10 shout-outs. And this first one we're going to get to right now, this is it. Well, it always kind of seems that people will send in competition tests between you and Perry. It always seems you get the best of it.
It's my memory is that I lose all the time.
All the way around.
Well, whatever it is. Here they are, the best of the $10 shoutouts. Take it away.
$10 shoutout!
Dear Big Three, I'm a huge fan of the podcast, but I can't understand why Perry gets so much grief when all he does is show up and act as if he's entitled to everything, which he is.
Thank you.
I sometimes feel that the trivia competitions that people send in are slanted towards Moles' Midwestern education. So I'm sending one that might be a little more equal. I'm sorry I don't have the kind of money these other fans have, but I had to raise the money for this trivia competition. Al Michaels. Oh, I see. He's got five questions here. And we've got some money in here. And each time you get a correct answer, you'll get a bill. You ready to play?
Okay.
Okay. Now think, both of you. Name the original singer for the band AC/DC.
Bon Scott.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Scott.
Sure.
Bon Scott.
Which one was
bon
it?
Bon Scott is...
Oh.
Bon Scott is the answer.
Bon Scott is definitely the answer. Oh, man.
Okay, so you get one bill. Name the skateboard champion and entrepreneur whose first name is Tony and
Alva.
Whose last name is
Alva.
A bird of prey.
Alva. Tony Alva.
And last name is a bird.
Tony. Oh, that. Oh, Tony my Alva. Old name, Tony Barbieri.
Tony Alva.
No, it's not Tony Alva.
Or Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk is it?
Oh, come on, man.
That's two for you.
Tony Alva was the original Godfather of skateboarding.
Wow.
Tony Hawk is the new Godfather. That's three bills.
Which one of them
no,
is
that's
more?
That's two.
But which
that was
one
only
is
the second?
Which
question.
One of those two is more effeminate?
Question number three. Name the Italian-American actor-singer who is often referred to as the chairman of the board.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh.
Let me finish the question. Or Old Blue Eyes.
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra's right.
$300.
All right.
Jimmy Roselli.
No, the answer is Frank Sinatra. Okay. Question number four. What city, which many people consider the greatest city in the world, is sometimes called the Windy City or
Chicago.
The
New
second.
York City.
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago's exactly
right. $400.
All right, and the last question. Name the cult... Let me stop for a second. I'm just thinking about Cookie's death.
Thank you.
Name the cult that refuses to celebrate the birth of their Lord.
Okay.
Cult.
I know this one, because we've been talking about this one.
Are you saying...
Hold on! Let me just read the question. Excuse me. Name the cult that refuses to celebrate the birth of their Lord and whose sacred message is told... I'm sorry.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I'm crying over this
He's
fucking
excited.
Cookie.
He's sad about Cookie,
And I'm glad that you're
You've
winning.
You've seen Dan cry? That's
talking
how he cries,
my dad's
man.
Birthday? Christmas?
Name the cult that refuses to celebrate the birth of their Lord and whose sacred message is told in a comic book format so the followers can understand it called the Watchtower.
Oh,
the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh,
that's exactly
come
right.
Come on. Man, that
so you get
fit.
The whole pot.
Good.
All right, let's see.
Not fair. Oh,
one,
come on.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I think I got
one. $500 is what I was told.
No, nobody told you that. It says in here, actually, he kind of like apologizes because he doesn't have as much money as the other fans have. So, well, congratulations, Perry.
$5?
Yeah, it looks like your smart pills are paying off.
Paying off with a fin. Congratulations.
$8.
Hello, Big Three. My name is Chongo Rivera. I am the son of Geraldo Rivera. I believe it is a journalist's duty to report the truth to the public against all odds. I, for that reason, have started a website to bring the real truth about Perry. Perry's whole life must be vetted. I am tired of hearing one lie after another from Perry, so I will send in a shout-out one per week, and my site, Perry Leaks, can provide anyone wishing to report the truth about the Scare Master directly to me so we can get to the bottom of Perry's many lies. The first huge lie I'll be unearthing...
Interesting.
The first huge lie I'll be unearthing will be telling what really went on in that casting office 20 years ago.
You know, I'll tell you something.
I think we kind
many
of...
Many lies. I got nothing to bullshit anybody about.
You know, and I want to say one thing right here. A lot of people continue to bring up the Randy Callahan thing. And I just want to say one thing on record. Perry did not blow this guy.
God okay? Almighty.
Am I right, Perry?
I did not.
And it's a little tiresome to constantly hear people say, oh, Perry blew him. Perry blew him. It happened once. This guy forced him to do some shit. Perry did it because he didn't want to get screwed in show business.
He was hand-raped, and he raped the man's mouth with his penis.
What?
Wait.
Moe, shut the fuck up.
All right.
Your hand is right.
I'm a little confused, Moe. I know that you're right, but I think that the terminology that you used
is
probably
wrong.
Right. He didn't rape his mouth. The guy said, let me blow you.
He
so that's not a race.
Sorry. He made mouth love on Randy. Right. Randy hand raped Scaremaster.
Well, Perry was raped.
Perry was raped. Thank you.
You were hand raped by him. You made mouth love on him.
Wrong. I didn't get hand raped by the guy. The guy sucked my dick. The guy made me let him blow him because I was.
No. Now you're saying it wrong. The guy didn't make you blow him.
Excuse me.
He blew you.
Thank you. What happened on set?
Clearly, Jongo's letter has you upset.
What happened on the film set was I was hanging out with a Shannon Doherty lookalike, and she was a real sweet girl.
Hold on just a second. Perry, just a second.
Can we play back that part from just a minute?
Because I have a feeling people are going to take that little part where you said that you
blew him.
Right. A lot of the fans out there are going to joke around, and they're going to take that little clip where you're saying that. They're going to put it into some video and mock it. I just want to say once again, so everyone knows, Perry did not blow him, period, end it. Let's go on with another
letter.
All right.
Thank you.
Here's another $10 shout-out for you.
Dear Big Three, I have just recently enrolled back in junior college, and I love listening to the Big Three podcast while studying. One of my favorite classes is U.S. history, but recently my professor lectured us on some shocking information that you may not be aware of. During World War II, the war in the Pacific Theater was extremely rough, and the U.S. government had to go to great measures to hide how close the U.S. was to losing the war to Japan. Specifically, the U.S. Navy was having many problems with Italian-American sailors, who a majority of were cooks because they had low IQs. It could only stir pots.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
That's what it says.
They don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
How do you know they don't know?
They had low IQs and can only stir pots.
Oh, fuck off.
Let them read it at least, then make judgment.
Along with that, many had ties to the mafia as well as committing treasonous acts. My professor cited that it was very common for cooks to jump ship at night and swim to Japanese-occupied islands to exchange crucial Navy intelligence for maggoty rice and bee jobs from the Japanese soldiers. The reason I bring this up is that these acts would later be classified as an early version of terrorism because the sailors would swim back to the ship and refuse to feed any personnel the maggoty rice unless they received even more bee jobs from the U.S. soldiers and Marines. I wonder if you think Sonny Cookie Caramello took part in any of this, and if he did, would that make him a terrorist? If Sonny's a terrorist, wouldn't that knowledge be passed on to Perry, who in turn may have been the mastermind behind terrifying Tim's plane crashing? Keep up the great work, Bart Scaremaster.
Is there anything to this?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
We're talking about the fact that your dad.
My dad was a fantastic cook in the Navy.
Yeah, fantastic cook if you like maggoty rice and Japanese bee jobs.
Now go fuck off.
Perry.
Don't ever ask me anything about my father again, Perry.
Can I ask you about the U.S. history? It talks about it. He talks about it.
Perry, can I just say one thing? Listening to what
he said. You guys talk shit about my father? Go fuck yourselves.
Nobody's talking shit about your father here.
Nobody.
This was
funny.
A letter.
No.
$10 shot. I'm not trying to be funny. Read this.
Nobody said anything poopy about your daddy. Okay? We like your daddy. Your daddy was a great American, but if he was trading naval intelligence for Japanese bee jobs and maggoty rice.
Oh, bullshit.
Whatever. We're going to find out when we're dressed as orderlies and giving him that sponge back.
Yeah, sure.
We should ask a bunch of questions.
Here's
a question I'd like to ask Cookie. First question out of my mouth, what was Perry like as a kid?
Oh, I like that. Oh, tell us about the first boy that Scaremaster fell in love with.
Was it tough when you found out your son was gay?
You're a fag. Like, you're a fag.
I mean, like before,
there were
Randy.
No boys that I fell in love with.
I mean, you know.
You're fucking queer.
You're the one who
said. I had all my girls all over the fucking house.
You were the one who said your favorite thing to do is take off your shirt in Palm Springs and ride your skateboard around with your cut-off shorts and all your buddies. And you and your buddies would cruise up and down the neighborhood.
With all the girls chasing us.
Okay.
And you would get away from them as quickly as possible because you didn't
see,
want to see girls.
Us boys want to go ride our skateboards together.
Shut up.
Let me ask you a question.
In Palm Springs.
Where was
Are you into Broadway shows?
Depends.
You are. As a young child, did you ever look in the mirror naked singing things from Broadway shows?
No.
Okay. Dear Mr. Caravello, my name is Manuel Ortiz, and I'm the night manager at the Denny's restaurant at 7600 Reseda Boulevard. I've personally received numerous complaints from customers and staff in regards to your indecent exposure and mischievous lewd acts with other male partners in and around our restroom facilities. Our restrooms are for paying customers only, not for personal use. Exposing your genitals to any person entering the restroom facilities at any time is a federal offense, and you could be prosecuted for it. You are hereby ordered to cease and desist misuse of our facilities at any Denny's restaurant locations. You are ordered to discontinue any of the contact with our male staff members. Any further lewd acts in or around our locations will result in criminal prosecution. Emmanuel
this
Ortiz,
letter is bullshit.
Denny's restaurant. It says right here it's Denny's Restaurant Inc., but it doesn't have a letterhead, so I don't know if it's real or not. But just to be on the safe side,
Master.
To be on the safe side, I wouldn't go around those bathrooms anymore.
Come on, Scare
I don't
Master.
Go around the bathrooms.
I know, but you got to get
never
it together,
the,
man.
I
you got to get it together. You're just spiraling out of control.
You guys are a bunch of assholes.
I got to tell you something that makes sense.
We're worried about you, man. We're just worried
when
about
somebody
you.
Goes Lord to his Jesus, house, huh? Where does Perry say that they should go?
Oh, you should definitely check out the bathrooms of the Denny's, he says.
What?
Every time somebody comes to your place,
like,
you
don't
say
go.
They
these bathrooms, there's no action here. You want to go to the bathroom at Denny's.
Yeah, you're not
you
using
have
my
said
restroom.
That. Right. Where do you tell them to go?
Denny's.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, that's where you, that, like if you're a tour guide, that's the first place you tell people to go. You're spiraling, dude. You got to get it together.
Well, you can't use my restroom.
I know. We're not going to the Denny's bathroom. You're not selling us on it, dude.
Tough. You're not coming into my
Perry,
apartment.
Look
you're
at
not?
Me. Perry, look at me.
Number
I've known
one.
You 20
no.
years.
Number one.
Perry, go. Listen to me. You got to get your shit together. This
my
is going
shit is
crazy.
Together.
You're becoming angrier and angrier.
And, you're
and I think I know
and
why.
That isn't over with yet. Number one, your last appointment or your last appearance at my house was your last appearance ever at my house.
Whoa,
it's
you
over.
Get in the new house?
The next time yeah, it's at your house. It's at your fucking house. You're never coming to my house again.
His house
you're
burned
to your
down.
House.
His house burned down. He's been living in hotel rooms.
You told me I could move in. You told
what?
Me I could stay at your place.
Last
I
week.
Gave up the lease on my hotel.
Sorry.
And I'm showing up next week. You can't pull this on me now.
You
I got nowhere else to go.
Tough shit.
I got nowhere else to go.
There's a lot of bus stops, you fucking
what about
loser.
What about your dog?
There's a lot of bus stops you can sleep on, you fucking bitch.
Hello, Big Three. My wife and I are very religious, and we can't stand the way Perry has been having an ongoing relationship out of wedlock with Randy Callahan.
What?
Is this saying that you continue to do this?
Fuck off!
What?
Fuck off!
You're going to have him on the
fuck
show.
Fuck off!
Yeah, if
fuck off, you if, lying son of a bitch!
I didn't lie, I'm just reading what he said.
Whatever these
this
fucking
is
lying
from
fucks.
Dean and Crystal Cherry. They're from Ontario, Canada. They've got to be good people.
Oh, Christ almighty.
All right, let me read on. So as to save the Scare Master's soul from the fiery pits
did?
Of damnation, we went ahead and had filed the paperwork to have him legally married. Perry, as of September 11, 2012, you have been married by the County of California to one Randy Callahan. We picked September 11th as the wedding day because we all know how special that day was to you.
No, it's
Donna
not.
Mole, I would like to now introduce to Mr. Perry Callahan. You changed
well,
your name?
No, I didn't change my name.
Mr. Callahan.
Go fuck Mr. yourself, Perry. You faggot.
Congratulations.
Fuck off, faggot. Faggot, faggot.
Perry, now you have the ability to visit Randy. Oh, he's in jail? Please just sit down. You're starting to scare me, Perry. Just sit down.
You know, you read this shit. You read this shit. I'm done with this fucking shit.
Perry, they're paying us to read it. Well,
we
gotta
read it. You read it so slow. We gotta read it.
All right, I'm not done here. Let me see. Where were we? And Randy now has the ability to send you love letters from prison with his bunkmate's pubic hairs taped to it. Oh, really? He's doing that? Also, Randy requested that whenever Perry visits him in prison, he must stick his creamy, oversized man breast against the glass window, like in the movie Midnight Express. In closing, as one word to advise the Scaremaster, I would really hope that you will be willing to halt your intense sexual relationship with Dimitri Moreland, as now you are happily married. A breach of monogamy will anger the Jehovah dog and cause him to contract heartworm. That's from Dean and Crystal Cherry from Ontario, Canada.
Where does Dimitri Moreland land in all this?
I don't even want to talk about that. In a way, this is a guy that's done nothing except show his love for Perry. And now Perry's married.
I didn't marry anybody.
It says right here you did.
He said you did.
I don't know. He may be.
If you didn't, why does everyone call you Perry Callahan now?
Who is everyone?
I did. Mole did. Mary Jane.
Perry Callahan.
Vince.
See?
It's got a good ring to it. You got to admit. Dear Big Three, let me begin by saying I'm an entomologist, a bug researcher. I'm also a Big Three fan. I like Tony and Fury. My team and I listen to the podcast religiously down here in South American jungle where we study spiders. They discovered a new kind of spider. They were going to name it after stuff. They felt instead they're going to name it the Scaremaster. That's cool. The Caramello spider displays several habits, characteristics of those worthy of its title. Although the crown resembles the fedora of skateboard enthusiast Terrifying Tim, the spider's abdomen bears a striking resemblance to the trash bag sported by portly Perry. The spider also has a scent very similar to greasy Italians. Although this seems like reason enough to dub this creature the Caramello Spider's actually behavior displayed by the magnificent arachnid and compelling name of Scaremaster's honor. That's pretty cool, Scaremaster. Have a spider named after you?
Hell yeah, it is. I think it's really
the
cool.
The spider also referred to as the Scaremaster, preys exclusively on male spiders. Wow. It lures the males in close by faking a disability.
Faking my disability, yeah.
The spider does this, dude.
Okay.
When the prey approaches, the Caramello Spider strikes. The victim often offers to clean the spider's web, but to no avail. First, bind the male with a web facial, much like a buck egg. It then pounces with great speed and injects its venom. Oddly enough, the Caramello Spider doesn't have fangs and instead introduces the venom by ejaculating the prey's rectum with its penis. The venom is unique in that it does not paralyze the victim, but instead gives the prey similar symptoms to HIV.
Wow.
Wow.
And this spider...
How do they find this spider?
Excuse me.
Listen, Scaremaster.
Excuse me.
The venom also sexually excites...
I have nothing to do with this stupid fucking letter that you're reading, you fucking faggot.
All right, wait a minute. He's just reading the letter.
Yeah. You're giving him the letter.
I'm giving it to him because they sent this. Do you see the money that we get? This is people, our fans, sending us mail, and they're giving us $10. That's why it's called the $10 shout-out, Perry. This isn't Mole, so stop calling Mole a faggot.
Yeah, dude, what's up with that? The Scaremaster waits for the venom to take effect. Once the prey is aroused, it would begin to use its eight legs to first jerk, massage, gag, and stimulate the prostate of the victim while rubbing the prey's taint simultaneously. This practice is done to distract and occupy and pleasure the Caramello Spider's feast by swallowing its prey's seminal fluids like a milkshake. Like a milkshake.
Wow.
That's weird, man. The spider will then fake some of its own HIV venom out of the victim's anus and uses his lube for its own rectal passage so that it will fist itself as a reward for a successful hunt. Though the use of microfrequency recorders have detected the spider will give up an from the experiences
done
on victory
fisting.
Scaremaster, this is science stuff. You can hear. I'll give it
to
you.
It's so fucking stupid.
By pointing out all the similarities, I was able to convince my fellow entomologists to name the spider
raccoon
after Perry. But unfortunately, they were not in agreement with my suggestions of giving the percentage of the small fortune we received
this incredible discovery to the Scare Master. Even so, I ask that my $10 shout-out be divided 50-50 between Dan and Moe. My apologies, I'm sure the money doesn't compare to Perry's prize of being remembered for all of eternity through the Caramello Spider. Big three. Sincerely, Dr. Burgos. I'm proud to say I have submitted a superhero concept based on the spider to Perpetua Comics. It will be donating 100% of the profit to AIDS research so that Perry may live a long and healthy life. Thanks for all you've done, Stone. Thanks for all you do, Stone. Oh, that's pretty awesome. And
then
man.
He put a picture in there.
It's a comic strip that would be based on the spider, the Scaremaster spider, that has HIV venom. Wow.
HIV venom.
Long letter.
Stupid.
Scaremaster, I don't know about that stuff, man. You're the one who's the expert in stuff. You're the one with the spider named after you.
I know nothing about it, and I want to know nothing about it, because I am not HIV positive.
You're
I'll
not.
Never
the spider replicates the symptoms of HIV.
I will never be HIV
prey.
Positive. I don't hang out with faggots who are HIV positive.
Are you positive?
Does that mean that I'm positive?
I'm asking you if you're positive.
I'm not positive.
You're not positive about that.
I'm not. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, so you don't know.
Now
so
you're trying
up for
to
question.
Twist. Now you're trying to twist shit.
You a question.
Now you're trying you're to twist shit to fuck my brain up to make me say that I'm HIV positive. I'm
you're HIV positive?
To make me say I'm HIV positive.
Well, you just said it twice.
He did. Moe, what'd you think of that? Is Mr.
Hey, Anderson? Wow, that was wild, man. It does seem like I won a couple of those contests. That's really weird.
Is Mr. Adams still there?
Oh, no, he's trying to have his doctor after. We're going to get out of this place. No, the pants go on the other way. No, Mr. Adams, don't cut the pants into shorts. You got to wear them as pants. But I wear what I wear. I'm a doctor. I play by my own rules. Hold on. Hello.
We have no time. We have no time.
Let me ask this. Penny, what is your favorite of the $10 shout-outs? What is your favorite?
My favorite is when I get my $10.
No, of all the people who write in, what is your favorite? I think we know who we're talking about.
I really don't have a specific favorite.
All right, then who's the one you like the least?
Dimitri Moreland and Huey Craig III.
You don't like those guys?
I don't like those guys at all.
Those are your favorites?
I can't stand them.
No, he said it wasn't his favorite.
I can't stand them.
What do you like about them? What do you like about them?
Nothing.
How they titillate you? And make you feel like a man?
Shut up, you fucking loser.
Well, I'm wearing a stethoscope.
I want to use the F word, but I can't because it'll fucking destroy my career.
Well, you know, you mentioned two people. Dimitri Moreland got his own best of show a couple weeks ago. And this is one from Huey Craig III. This is a shout out where you went absolutely ape shit.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, this is when he's submitted some reviews of your apartment complex. Let's listen to that one.
Oh, God.
$10 shout out.
Dear Big Three, I know I've given my resignation as the editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks, but I now may have to completely stop listening, writing, and being part of the Big Three podcast. I've given this project my heart and soul, but I have to face reality that your dirtbag Javajo Gypsy is just a bad guy and is never going to change. I feel that I can no longer become part of this train wreck that is an undesirable jerk has created. This Italian wannabe, I'm sure, will deny being the piece of shit that he is, but in the computer hacking business that I'm in, proof is needed. I'm not...
Computer hacking business, huh?
Yeah.
I'm gonna find this motherfucker, and I'm going to break his fucking fingers so he can't type in that goddamn...
Whoa.
He'd have to use a pencil in his mouth or something.
Or one of those things
in a wheelchair.
Or voice activated.
Right. Bingo.
Software or something.
I'm not talking about the way he acts away from the show with the things like his scamming of the U.S. government with his fake disability.
Scamming
scheme.
The U.S. government with a fake disability. Oh, hey, Mr. Fucking.
You don't know who you're
talking about. You're a piece of shit.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, Jagoff. Have you ever been hit by a fucking cunt on the wrong side of the freeway?
We don't know who it is yet. We don't know who the letter's from yet, dude. Let him finish it.
I already know who it is.
We don't know.
Let me read on.
Our listeners don't know
Let
that.
Me read on. All right, he goes on to say other things that you've done. Suing his brother for no reason.
Fuck you.
having a hand in murdering numerous people.
Yeah, right.
I'm not even talking about the way he disrupts his neighbors' lives in the apartment complex.
Eric's not dead anymore, by the way. Tell him that.
I'm not saying anything, because I don't know that to be true either. I know this waste of, and then he put this in parentheses. I know this waste of humanity will also deny this allegation, so I've enclosed a couple apartment reviews of where he lives that seem to have mentioned him. Mole, would you read these? These are the Villa La Palma apartments. These are reviews of an apartment, and it's of your apartment complex.
This is the building from AGLL's. My next door neighbor offended all five of my senses deeply, and the staff wouldn't do anything about it. Hearing, the guy was constantly screaming in a high-pitched voice. I don't know what got him so worked up, but he spent literally at least 6 hours a day yelling. The other 16 hours, he had the same song on repeat at full volume, and you could hear it all through the building. Back in black, back in black, back in black.
Wow.
Smell. He cooked pasta nightly. I had to deal with the smell of ragu tomato sauce 24/7 for the whole year I was there. And not just ragu. He had tons and tons of oregano that would start to burn and it would stink. Sight. He constantly left his door open like some kind of maniac. He never had anything on except for a tiny fanny pack covering his pickle.
What?
His body was always suspiciously hairless for an Italian. Taste. I lent him a couple drinking glasses to use for some party he was throwing. He brought them back and they tasted like Carlo Rossi wine. I couldn't wash the taste out of the glasses. I had to throw them out. Touch. He would always follow me around in his car and pull me over the side of the road. Then he'd put his head in my car and try to kiss me.
What a crock.
Do not rent here, please. That's one review. Wow.
Here, I'll show this.
That's
I'll
a review online. That's a review online. Here's another review of your apartment online.
Wow.
From Anonymous. This is a horrible place to live. This one greasy Italian guy who lives there, and he's always wearing this garbage back jacket. He's constantly acting unprofessional, always screaming. His house is a disorganized mess and smells like cannolis. Although one time I spoke with a man leaving the apartment that went by the name Tim, he seemed like a really cool guy, striking and handsome.
Oh, that might have been terrifying, Tim. He's talking about. So these are real, dude. These are real. Let me finish this letter.
Yeah. Real my ass.
No, what infuriates me is how stupid he is by doing nothing to help the Big Three podcast in any way. Instead of helping, he chooses to destroy the only good thing that he has in his meaningless life. Please understand, I love Don and Mole. I just can't take the Mole on anymore. Oh, and I don't think Perry has ever denied that he's gay. Your loyal fan, friend, and former worker, who do you think it is?
Huey Craig III.
Former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. And anything to say about that?
Yeah, anything to say about that?
Anything to say about that?
Are you going to keep your mouth shut, or are you going to just keep
talking? Who are you talking to?
This guy over here.
Who's this guy over here?
Mole.
Yes. Quiet, Vince.
Vince, shut the fuck up with your telescope talk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, this is from the University of Iowa, Carver College of Medicine. The Department of Otolaryngology.
What the fuck is that?
It says, Dear Big Three, I'm a big fan of the podcast, and I'm also a practicing otolaryngologist. For those of you who don't know, an otolaryngologist is an ear doctor. Although I love listening to the podcast, I'm very concerned that Perry's ears might get hurt as a result of having the volume of his headphones turn up way too high, and also because Dan Barney screams go very loudly in the beginning and the end of 60 seconds with Perry. This can result in permanent damage to Perry's hearing. Perry, I am very concerned for you,
that.
And I would like to help you out. I am considering advertising my practice as an ear doctor, and might like to hire you to be the voiceover artist for my commercial. I would like it if you would please read the following copy I have written. If you do a good job, I will contact you or your manager to see about having it professionally recorded. Sincerely, Dr. Moreau. Okay. Scaremaster, would you please read this?
Here. Hello, friends. This is Perry Caravello of Hearing Aid Solutions. I'm proud to be the spokesman for one of the oldest and most prestigious hearing aid providers in the country. Friends, I want you to know there is no shame in having hearing aids. I've had aids for my years, for many years, and I still have a high quality of life. Many other celebrities have aids. Many other celebrities have aids too. This motherfucker is trying to make it look like I have AIDS. It's hearing aids.
I think people get that, dude.
Okay. When I first got AIDS, I thought my life would never be the same. At first, I didn't tell anyone about it, but now I know that living with this fuck, the way this motherfucker writes this, it sounds disgusting.
I gotta tell you one thing.
The copy as written, dude.
That's the way they do it.
At first, I didn't tell anybody about it, but now I know that living with AIDS is not so bad. In fact, I now enjoy I now enjoy and appreciate life even more than I did before I got AIDS. You can too. Just call the caring experts at Hearing Aid Solution. Tell them Perry Caravello sent you and receive 10% off your treatment.
That's nice.
Hearing Aids Specialties.
There you go.
Pretty good, Scaremaster.
Hearing Aids, not faggot AIDS.
Pretty good.
That's Hearing Aids, not faggot AIDS.
I don't know if they'll go with that slogan, but...
Tough shit.
I'll sell it to
them. It's Hearing Aids, not faggot AIDS.
All right, I think you made your point.
I'm sure the client will be open to hearing your ideas.
Do you know what you just said?
Yeah, hearing aids, not faggot aids.
Okay, I just want everyone out there to know that Mole and I don't believe in that.
We think that a person is a person. Human disease, and it affects worldwide, not only Perry's gay community, but the entire...
I'm not gay, faggot!
You know what I mean? The world community. It affects heterosexuals as well.
Absolutely. Dear Big Three Podcast, my brother and I run a site called TwinPeaks.com. In recent podcasts, we have been impressed with Perry's ability to predict bra sizes. We are considering offering him a paid position estimating celebrities' bust. At first, we must be assured that his abilities were not just a fluke. To further assess Perry's skills, we provided some pictures of celebrity singers and blurred out faces. Don, please show Perry the first image of each singer and give him the guess of their identity and of their bra size. After he makes his guess, then we proceed to show him the next picture of the singer revealing their identity and bra size. Go ahead, continue through all five singers. Please give Perry $1 for every correct answer. $1 for identifying the singer and $1 for giving the correct bra size. We will monitor the results and make our decision based on the performance.
It's not worth $1.
Keep up the great work you do on all the podcasts, and good luck to Mr. Caravello. Best regards, twin brothers, Bud and Waldo Peaks. All right? Now, here it is. What you're supposed to do, you look at the picture. They've blurred the face of this singer. You're supposed to guess who the singer is and then what size her breasts are. Okay? First one.
Betty Page.
And her bra size?
36D.
Okay. Nope. Katy Perry, 32D. Katy Perry.
Okay. So you're wrong.
All right, the next one. All right, singer number two.
Close. Dolly Parton.
And the breast size?
It's either a 38D or a 40D.
Okay, what is your answer?
I said either a 38 or a 40.
Okay, well, you've
got... Okay, then a 40 double D.
It's a 40 double D? Okay. Right there. Okay, singer number three. Ooh, it's a good one.
Singer number three?
Singer number three.
Christina Aguilera?
Yeah, what's her bra size?
36D.
It is Christina Aguilera, but it's 34D.
I was one off.
Okay, all right, singer number four. Now, I've never seen these, so I don't know who they are myself.
That chest size is a 34C or a D.
Yeah.
The face
is blurred, so you can't
write
it down.
Right, I know. I'm.
Let me see.
Do you know Mole?
Singer. You know who it looks like? Who that lady singing that movie?
Okay, nope. It's Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
34B. And we're down to our last one. Oh, this isn't really a good one. I don't know who this is. Look over here. Look at that. Who is the singer? And
Chris Brown's ex.
You're thinking of Rihanna?
Yes.
Okay, and the chest size?
I'm thinking a 34 or a 36C.
Okay, you want to look, Mole?
What's going on with that lady? Let me see that.
Okay, this is Christina Caravello, and she's a 32A.
That's my daughter?
Is it?
Oh. You tell me. Why is that? Who posted that? Wow. That's something.
Is that your daughter?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good job. Congratulations. You got one right. Good job. To the fabulous Pervy Caravello. Thank you for the invitation to your chili carvedelli.
Oh.
But I must decline. I'm busy here in Oklahoma with my male prostituting. However, I will jerk and suck the secret ingredient out of you during the surprise Italian sausage sleeveover suck-off competition next time I'm in town. I heard apartment 202 is becoming available soon at the...
Nice. Thank you.
No long... By the way, don't write down his address because I'm not saying that.
Right, we go.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, and then that way we get off his thing.
Show us how we do it.
No, you know, a little more like this.
I don't live near him anymore.
Okay.
Oh, where do you live now? Did you move already?
I'm moving. Oh. I don't have a new
place
yet.
When is the moving party?
There is not.
Why don't you let us come over?
Shut up! Shut up, motherfucker!
DVDs. I'll move the award. The trophies.
There is no moving party.
I'll move your mom's credenza.
You keep that.
There's no moving party. Number
I'm
one.
Come over this week.
Number two.
Dan and I are going to come over. I'm going to bring
number one.
What day is Quincy
there is
got
no
the car.
Moving party. Number two.
We got to get fans
I'm
to come over.
I'm finding my new apartment. Have no clue where I'm going yet.
Okay.
There's too much fucking
so the fans
damage.
Can come over.
There is too much
fans
fucking damage.
The stuff.
And the goddamn
stuff.
Shut your mouth. Shut your fucking mouth.
Fans can move stuff.
Get a picture of the drool coming out of his mouth. Oh, let him shoot that.
Fix the microphone. Scaremaster, fans can move your CDs and your DVDs. This is a chance for people to get in and really see your stuff, and they can touch your stuff and put it in boxes and move your stuff in those boxes to your new apartment.
Just the
same way.
They
can know where your apartment is, and that way they'll know where your old apartment
was.
The
exact same way John Lennon got killed.
How's that?
Somebody found fucking
a
fan.
A movie party?
Some fucking fan found out where John Lennon lived, stalked the shit out of John Lennon, found out, you know, where he's going.
But you got to admit.
And he got killed.
But
I don't want anybody to know where the fuck I live ever again.
Yeah, but then if they know where you live, they can help you move your
then
stuff.
Then if they know
over
where
there.
I live, they can fucking have me killed.
But if like they don't know where you live, how are they going to help move your stuff over there?
I like the option where people are allowed to touch the stuff before they pack
listen,
it.
Listen, people go over to... Because they know where that is, okay? They fill a box up with your CDs and your DVDs and your paperwork and all your court documents, okay? They get to check that stuff out. Then they put it in their car. They drive it over to your new apartment. They need
maybe
to know where the new
it.
Apartment is so that they can bring over your stuff.
Maybe a group of people could read court documents at Barry's. That would be interesting reading.
True, Scaremaster.
All right, let me finish with this. Can I finish with this, Barry? Scaremaster, can I finish the letter?
Finish the letter.
Okay. I heard that apartment 202 is becoming available soon.
Just say at your address.
Oh, that's an easier way than doing it that way. All right, let me read this again. I heard department 202 is becoming available soon at...
I said just say at the address.
Oh, that's true, you did. Soon at the address. So if I move in there, I plan to drill around, circle around the floor so I can hang my... Wait a second. He wants to hang his cock through your ceiling.
Oh, he likes you.
That must be a pretty big dick if you can put it all the way through the ceiling. I will attach a mistletoe for my cock so you can be reminded of the time in 1992 when you did that unmentionable act. Just thinking of the sausage competition and can't wait to run my tongue around your asshole where I'll give you that BJ and hand job that sends you across the moon. After you climax, we can kick back on the floor butt naked, covered with your... With your semen. This guy's really writing graphic bullshit. And if I'm not mistaken, you're not even gay.
Thank you.
Never
thank
admitted you. It.
Never will ever have been. Never
ever will
ever,
you
ever,
admit
ever,
it.
Ever,
you're never going to admit it.
never in my life will I experience anything like that again.
All right, so to finish this, after you climax, we can kick back on your floor, butt naked, covered in your semen, and enjoy some chocolate milkshakes until you're ready for round 2, 3, and 4. We will scrape and save all our semen for brewing chili in the future, and we could... Wow, do you do that?
Reading.
We should send away any leftover semen for that ass baby research that will make you aware of any unknown retarded gypsy children in the world. He closes it. Touchy-feely. That's nice. Michael Nicholson.
Never heard of him.
Neither have I. And by the way, I don't think it's fair to take Michael... Perry is not gay, and you guys kind of come on hard on him for that.
Thank you, Don.
And it's getting a little tiresome, I'll tell you.
I'm disgusted with you.
How do you think I feel? Dear Mr. Caramello, my name is Mort Rosenthal, and I have a business proposition for you. I am a tourism tycoon based in Orlando, Florida, where people flock from all over the world to our amusement parks, while places like Disney and Universal are thriving, the lesser-known theme parks, specifically those based on religion like the Holy Land experience, are taking a hit. I have an idea that will blow the big guys out of the competition, and I need you to invest in this adventure with me. This sounds good. This sounds like money. Some guy in Florida, he wants to work with you.
Doing what?
Well, something to do with the theme parks down there. Sounds like something good. All right, the plan is to open a 55-acre theme park called Javajo Land. Modeled after Disneyland, you walk through the main gates and enter Reseda Boulevard, USA, where the Gay Pride Parade performs every hour in honor of the Scaremaster. Well, do you want me to read on or do you want
me to stop?
Stick around every other hour for the Javajo Down, inspired by Oklahoma's. Everyone in the world has a chance to do the Callahan. The next Gangnam style.
God.
Hungry? Don't hesitate to visit the Reseda Boulevard USA Denny's, where you can dine on some of the San Fernando Valley's finest cuisine right in Central Florida. People can get their picture taken
characters
throughout.
That's a good rest stop. Good rest stop.
It would be a wonderful one. Maybe there can be prostitutes and things like that there. People can get their picture taken with characters throughout the park, as well as including Stone Fury, Big Lou, Brock, and Cookie Caramello. For an extra fee, people can request a Stone Fury to pose on
all fours
wearing a leash, walking around the Javajo Grandmaster dog, Lucky. Well, that seems nice. 30 acres of the park will be known as the Terrifying Tim Memorial Skate Park. 30 acres of skate park. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
30 acres of skateboard parks.
This is where people can rent Scary Perry skateboards that would make your business thrive and crash into one another. But don't worry, they will sign a waiver so they can sue each other and not you. As we know, the real heart of the amusement park is the rides themselves. This is where Javajo Land exceeds. People will flock to rides such as Mr. Caramello's Wild Ride 79. I'm explaining it to you. A dark indoor adventure where he sends you from the 405 freeway into a 3-month coma. It doesn't sound like it'd be fun, but The Amazing Adventures of Randy Callahan 3D. Be right there in the casting office where Perry and Randy.
You know, stop reading it right now.
You want to send the $10
back? I don't want to hear the rest.
You want me to send the $10 back? It's just going on in this.
Finish the fucking thing.
Where you enter in trouble from a film set and leave as a member of. So what it's saying is, you go into this Randy Callahan ride, and you enter in trouble from a film set, and then you leave as a member of SAG. And our main attraction, Windy City Heat. The ride is a roller coaster which sends you upside down in the double digits, and you become a donut from the table that Perry knocked over.
Whatever. And no, I didn't knock over the table.
I don't know. Who did knock over that table?
I'm pretty sure it was Scaremaster.
No.
Slow it down. Slow it down. Watch it frame by frame in high def.
Slow it down. Watch it frame by frame high def.
Yeah, high def.
And watch
you
grab the table and tip it over.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Read your Bible.
I didn't see that. All right, let me finish this. The trip will not be complete without the nightly firework and dog worship ceremony. where we would like Perry to lead the tribe in howling prayer devoted to Lucky, who appears in images from the fireworks. As you can imagine, this would be a very expensive project. But as they say, it takes money to make money. As you are currently in half a dozen lawsuits, including one against the Catholic Church, which you are sure to win, it would not be difficult to come up with the money to invest in this. Right. If you're interested in becoming partners with me.
It takes money to make money.
Exactly. That's what he said here, and now you say it, Mole. It must be true. Are interested in becoming partners with me, all you need to do is find the North Star and whisper, it's none of your business. Thank you, and I hope that you hear from you again real soon. Regards, Mort Rosenthal, Orlando, Florida. Well, that was a nice book. Hey, Big Three, I'm an avid listener of the show, and I'm also an entrepreneur. I recently inherited a marketing position for an upstart vitamin company. Uh-oh. This is a brand new product that will no doubt take the health world by storm. However, we are lacking a certain presence that is needed to market this type of product.
What's the name of the product, real quick?
Do you want me to read the thing?
Go ahead.
It looks like they've got a commercial for you. This is where the Scaremaster comes in. I'm convinced my boss is to let Perry read for a potential radio commercial that we've been working on.
Whoa!
This is cool. Okay, I got a little script here. We hope to make a product available in all sorts of locations, which is reflected in our commercial. So if you guys wouldn't mind reading this, I would like to have Perry read the commercial, all right?
It's got to be a SAG or AFTRA.
Here, okay, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, I mean, Scaremaster Professional, guys. Scaremaster. Scaremaster.
What?
Don't get ripped off on this. It's got to be SAG or AFTRA, okay?
It's got to be SAG AFTRA, or I can't do nothing.
Okay, well.
That's why I'm fucking such a prick about my goddamn acting career. I got fucking people emailing me and sending me fucking notes.
Okay,
all the time.
Instead of Perry, right now, Perry, right now they may be recording this.
Hey, so you got to make sure that it's union when you do it. Okay.
Quiet, please.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Oh, I thought you said cry.
Q-U-I.
But I thought you said cry it.
Please.
Okay. Well, you did say cry it. You made a mistake.
Quiet, quiet.
But maybe it says like on the directions to.
Oh! Shut up! Hey,
I'm
everybody.
Just trying to make sure you're doing a union job.
Do the best
okay?
you can because I'd love to see you get this. What's the matter?
Hey, everybody. My name is Scary Perry.
You're doing like you're going to stop talking.
Forget it. There's no commercial.
Oh, you're just going like this.
Perry,
oh, you want me to
have
Perry,
it back?
Perry, read the commercial.
I don't want it.
Read it.
Scary. Hang up my ass fucking mouth. I can't do shit on this cocksucker because I'm going to fucking put my fist on his fucking throat and teach the son of a bitch to shut the fuck up.
Use that energy.
Come on.
God damn you.
Who are you talking to?
Now do it. Now do it. Use that energy. There you go.
Let it out, Perry.
Leave the room.
Let it out, Perry. Tell him what you feel. It's best to let it out, not to keep it inside.
Shut up.
Who are you talking to?
3, 2, 1, action. Hey, everybody. My name is Scary Perry Caravello, and I'd like to talk to you about a product that has me calling my friends, family, and past lovers to tell them about it. This is something that you can get anywhere while on your trip to Africa or even to a fast food... No.
What? Fast food what? Fast food what?
Fast food men's room. Fuck that.
What is
bullshit.
The thing? What is
it's not
thing?
Real. It's a fake. It's a lie. It's all crap.
It's called HIV.
They really need to advertise now?
No, it's HIV. Oh, like almost like Chuck E. V.
Oh, that's cool.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
I don't have a fucking disease called HIV.
Okay, they're not
and a
saying,
fucking
where
vitamin.
Where does it say that
there's
that you
no
do?
Vitamin called HIV?
This
okay?
HIV.
It's not
HIV.
It's not going to be on the market. It's bullshit.
It goes on to say, a friend of mine gave me the HIV a few years back, and my life has never been quite the same. He neglected to tell me that he had it, but I'm glad he didn't. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to give
somebody else HIV, and then they passed it on to somebody else.
Well, it says,
so now one fag gave it to another fag, and then that another fag gave it to the third fag. Okay. And then it went on and on and
you're
on.
Talking about
that's
giving...
why we got billions of fucking fags. In fucking West Hollywood, California, that's passing on HIV!
All right, first of all, no one
else I don't think that's what they're
that
looking
way.
For with their messaging points, but they definitely, the passion is in the voice, okay? But I think maybe you just went off topic a little
bit. I think you might be wrong on the numbers, too. There's a billion homosexuals, and I'm not going to use the word you do.
I think he means Chinese people.
No, I don't think he meant that. All right. It says, otherwise,
the Chinese and Japanese.
They said that they were glad that he didn't know because he wouldn't be allowed to give it to you. So please, if you see the old Scaremaster on the street, just ask me, and I'll give you 8 Chai V2. And then they say, thank you for reading my shout out, Big Three, and Scaremaster. I'm looking forward to presenting your audition to my boss, Shannon Robinson.
Sorry.
You're not going to do it?
Nope.
Dear Big Three, my name is Gina Claudette Van Dam Smith. It does sound like kind of a sexy name, doesn't
right.
it? Oh, I read on. I've been an actress and a stuntwoman for many years, both in Hollywood and on Broadway. Wow. My most notable stunt work was in Stop or My Mom Will Shoot and Throw Mama from the Train. I'm also the proud mother of a working actor in the movie industry today whose name I'll leave out. But I will say that he has accomplished a lot in Hollywood without the aid of homosexual methods like the ones Perry used, such as when he tricked Randy Callinan into blowing...
Fuck you, you fucking whore!
You don't know she's a whore. That's making a judgment.
Do you know what the fuck happened?
What?
You do!
What are you talking about?
Why don't you tell them... Oh,
the thing about the Randy Callahan thing? I'm going to tell you this, and this is my personal thought.
Nobody's business.
It really is.
Whatever happened between the two of you is your business.
All right, but the point is, over 21 years now, we have said a long time
ago... I don't even know why I'm fucking alive anymore!
What do you mean?
It's bullshit!
That you're alive?
No, yeah. This Randy Callahan crap, it's bull fucking shit!
Can I finish what I was saying to the people? Preferably, I wish people wouldn't talk about it anymore. I think it's something that happened a long time ago, and nobody gives a shit about that. Nobody cares anymore. And I wish people would stop talking about it.
It's sexual harassment.
I completely agreed. Let me pick it up here. But I will say that he's accomplished a lot in Hollywood without the aid of any homosexual methods like the ones Perry used, such as when he tricked Randy Callahan into blowing
him. Tricked Randy Callahan into sucking my dick.
No, it says blowing him in 1992. I'm getting sidetracked in my old age. You see, I'm nearing my 100th year of life, and I fear I'm coming close to the end. I started listening to the podcast after seeing you guys at the Sundance Film Festival when I was there with my documentary film, Old Stunt Bag, 60 Years of Hollywood Action, One Tough Old Lady premiered. My grandson introduced your show to me, and I've been listening online ever since, and I've become a fan. But one day I heard something that chilled my blood. I made a startling connection that caused me to flash back to an incident that haunted me for decades. Over 30 years... I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Find out.
All right, let me compose myself, because this is bullshit if it's going where I think it is. I am so fucking mad at these people. All right. Over 40 years ago, on December 5th, 1979.
He's really angry.
I'm so mad.
Pull it together, Dan. I know you're angry, but you can read it.
Over 30 years ago, on a December 5th, 1979, a young, greasy Italian boy with the... Damn this woman, I think I know where it's going. With her beginning of a receding hairline and a goofy yet creepy smile, skateboarded... Okay, here, maybe you'd pick it up there. I'm sorry. It just pisses me off so much that people are doing this.
I know. December 5th, 1979, a young, greasy Italian boy with the beginning of a receding hairline and a goofy yet creepy smile skateboarded up to me and my son Vito, a bodybuilder twice his age. He had a filthy bag of coins and soggy dollar bills that he told us he had earned detailing cars, working hard on his knees, doing rim cleaning jobs and working with his hands pumping like an Italian piston. He kept asking if he could hire Vito the next day for a real live action movie he was planning. He said Vito had a good body and make a lovely leading man. Vito wasn't interested in acting, what sounded like an amateur gay porn, and or being paid in file work and car detailing. So He turned to me. He asked if I could still drive fast. I said yes, but I told him I wasn't comfortable working with a camera crew, and also I didn't want his bag of filthy pennies and nickels. He insisted. He told me it would just be a down payment for a bigger payday to come. He said I would be perfect to play the role of the old woman who drove on the wrong side of the road in this car crash he was staging. What? He said that when it all was said and done, he would pay me handsomely with the money he would earn once he began scamming the government. He gave me a pile of greasy pizza joint napkins that the sloppily written script was scrawled on. The next day we staged the car crash that we're going to screw the hospital he would fake a coma at for out of $1 million.
Homosexual man,
man is Perry F. Caramelli. So I asked that he do the right thing and turn himself into the police ASAP so he can finally pay for what he's done and repent and spend the rest of his life in jail. But please wait until after the 10th year anniversary so as not to screw over the fans and Dan and Mo. Yours truly, Gina Claudette Van Damme Smith. P.S. to Mo, I may be that lady that go in that movie. What? Did you see me in the water scene in Cocoon? I nearly broke both my thumbs on that one, and I broke my thumb today with Scare Master Grabby.
Scary.
Weird.
Scary. Really weird.
There's a little too many coincidences going on there, Scare Master.
It's like, why do we have to have Planet Earth know where I live?
What do you mean?
It's none of anybody's business where I live.
Okay, we got to wrap this show up. Mole, you still there?
Yeah, hold on. We're tying sheets together. We're mowing each other out of the window.
You're escaping.
Hey, this was a great show, man.
It was a great show. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1, that's SimplyDon1 on Twitter. Facebook is Don Barris. That's also the same as my Vine video. And if you want, on Instagram, I'm at SimplyDon1. Mole,
how can... Oh, my God, you hear that noise?
What's that noise?
You just threw a water fountain through the window.
Kind of like,
you can reach me on... I don't know, we're going to be living off the grid for a while, I think, but then we're going to be back.
Perry, how can people get in touch with you?
Two ways. On Facebook, it's Scary Perry. Or, excuse me, on Facebook, at Perry F. Caravello.
That's K-A-R.
C-A-R as in car, A-V as in victory, double-L-O. Or Perry.Caravello on Facebook. As well as on Twitter at ScaryPerry818.
All right. Mary Jane, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, on Twitter, you can go and type in A with the circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE. Thank you.
Okay. If you want to see me perform live every night, I'm at the world famous comedy store. I close it out. And on Mondays, our Death Squad Ding Dong Show. Guys, let's put her there. Here we go. Big three. Goodbye.
STTPN, Simply Done.